And with the sport, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Rachel. The story that catches my eye most this morning is from Colm Keyes in the Irish Independent. The Kerry hurlers have to travel up and down to Dublin on the day they contest the Joe McDonagh Cup final next weekend because they cannot get accommodation anywhere close to the city. On top of that, the county board must prepay around €13,000 for accommodation on the weekend of the All-Ireland football quarterfinals in a couple of weeks' time, or risk the same problem, even though they haven't reached the quarterfinal stage yet. They have to prepay. The Irish Independent report that rising accommodation costs and shortage of rooms is now hitting counties hard. The Kerry chairman, Patrick O'Sullivan, said they couldn't get accommodation for the hurlers from Adair to Dublin. He said Kerry have used a number of hotels in the Dublin area over the years, but all are unavailable, forcing the hurlers to fly up on Saturday week, play the match at 5 o'clock, and then go back on the bus. The footballers play Limerick in tomorrow's Munster final, and if they win, they'll be in the quarter final. So the 13,000 they've committed.
Mad stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, we certainly won't have fans rambling around Dublin the nights before the All Ireland anymore. If the well off ones, but it's definitely an issue, and it's an interesting element to see it hitting sport like that. Now in boxing, we have five Irish boxers fighting for a medal today at the European Championships in Armenia. Sean Murray, Gabriel Dawson, JP Hale, Dylan Eagleson and Ricky Nesbitt are all in quarter-final action where victory would guarantee at least a bronze medal. In soccer, there's a good test for Shamrock Rovers tonight at Tallaght. The league leaders play Inform Shelburne, who've won four games in a row. Derry City play Finn Harps. Dundalk host St Patrick's Athletic. It's Bohemians versus Drogheda and UCD versus Sligo Rovers. The big game in the first division is between the top two. The leaders Galway United host second place Cork City. In rugby, the Leinster team will have their captain's run in Marseille today ahead of tomorrow's European Champions Cup final against La Rochelle. Former Leinster hooker Bernard Jackman reckons the French side will not play a wide expansive game. They'll rely on their power.
You know, I don't know if you saw, but the Ugo Mola, the Toulouse coach, came out after the defeat to Leinster and said, you know, how could they compete? The ball was in play for 40 minutes and Leinster's fitness was far superior. But, you know, Toulouse allowed that happen. You can slow the game down without breaking the rules. I mean, fine touch, you know, put the ball in the stand, limit your handling errors, you know, don't play as deep and as wide as Toulouse did. So, and I think also when you look at the profile of the La Rochelle side, you know, with centres like Sabatia, the Fijian, Dante, the French international, you know, some of their forwards, the way they carry the ball, I don't think they will go wide. I think they'll play much more direct. So the ball will be in the air for less time. It'll become more about power. And, you know, Leinster won't be able to catch the opposition as far behind the gain line defensively as they did against Toulouse. So there's lots of things that La Rochelle will have learned from that semi-final. So it mightn't be the free-flowing spectacle that we saw in the semi-final or even the first half against Leicester for that matter. But yes, I still think that, you know, Leinster will have enough ball and be able to do enough with it to build a score.
Now, in Gaelic games, we have four provincial finals this weekend. We'll look ahead to them later with Colm O'Rourke. But for now, let's get Colm's verdict on the first round matches in the Tailteann Cup, starting with tomorrow's four games.
Well, this is the most interesting competition of all because we all know Dublin or Kerry will win the real thing. So starting off with Leitrim and Antrim on Saturday at 2 o'clock in Carrick. Leitrim coming off the back of a heavy defeat by Galway, while Antrim had a heavy defeat also by Cavan. I think Leitrim could win this one. And then we have Cavan and Down. Cavan had a very good performance against Donegal, slightly unfortunate there. Down are very much in trouble on a low at the moment, relegated from Division 2. I think Cavan, one of the favourites for the competition, should win this one. Longford and Fermanagh also on Saturday at 5:30. In their corresponding league match, Fermanagh won by 3-11 to 1-10. But ended up staying in Division 3 with 5 and 6 points each. I think the result will be the same as the league match with Fermanagh winning. And Sligo and London, Sligo had an easy win in the corresponding league match back in March by 3-19 to 10 points. It may not be as big a win this time, but I think it'll be a home win for Sligo.
And then we have three games on Sunday.
Yes, and again, very interesting games. Carlow and Tipp to start off. Tipperary, of course, promoted from Division 4. Carlow only won one game in the league. It looks like an easy win for Tipperary, who won by 2-16 to 11 points in the league match. Laois and Westmeath play in Port Laois. And again, Westmeath won this game in the corresponding league fixture by 2-11. Laois not going well. Westmeath surely get a boost by a fairly good performance against Kildare. So it should be an away win for Westmeath, who should be one of the favourites to win this competition out. And the last game between Offaly and Wicklow could be one of the most interesting. Wicklow had a good win over Waterford last week and Offaly beat Wexford. If there's going to be an upset in any of these games, an away win, I think Wicklow could be in with a chance of winning in Tullamore.
Interesting. Thanks for that, Colm. In golf, at the LPGA Match Play Championships in Las Vegas, Stephanie Meadow halved her game with American Megan Kang. She plays Andrea Lee today. At the Charles Schwab event in Texas on the men's tour, eight players, including the world number one Scottie Scheffler, share the lead on 4-under. Interesting tennis story. We'll have more on this later. The former Wimbledon and French Open champion Simona Halep revealed she suffered a panic attack during her second round defeat to Zheng Quinn Wen. Halep, who was leading her teenage opponent from China, when she called for the doctor, admitted she's okay now, but she just couldn't cope and maybe overthought everything in it. Finally, we have two race meetings this evening. They're at Ferry House and Limerick.